With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Speaking of weekly, it's time for a little celebration.
What's the celebration?
52 weeks times two. Our two-year...
I want to hear you do that math right now.
104.
Okay. Wow, that was surprisingly
104 weeks. Been on the charts. Just
been on the charts for 104 fucking weeks.
It is our second year anniversary.
Wow.
Legends only is officially a toddler.
Is that toddler age?
I don't know. It's fucking 2 years.
Don't
they say that the terrible twos?
Yep. That's what we're entering right now. I think we've got there early.
Yeah, we were there by our 6 month anniversary.
We really were. Wow.
When Cordova hit 3 months in.
Yeah, that really sped up the aging process. Yeah.
Oh, certainly did.
It sure did. You've got new eye cream just because of it.
I was telling Brad, if I start crying in the middle of recording today, it's not because of
the usual reasons.
It's not because I looked at Rita Ora's sales. It's because I put new eye cream on and it's burning.
That's the sign of a working cream formula. That's what they say. What is the cream for? Moisturizer?
Yeah, all of it.
Okay.
Like reducing lines, stress.
Is it La Mer?
Deep puffiness. No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
It's an animal.
It's a fancy brand.
Oh, it's a lemur. No.
Are you wearing lemur?
Yeah. Oh, well, happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday and happy spooky season. Mm-hmm. If I cry this episode, it's because I'll be recalling my trip a half hour ago to Party City where I belong. It was a war zone. People were killed. It was
for costumes?
A fucking nightmare. Yes. I'm shocked I got out of there alive. I left, I kid you not. I had my AirPods in, but I heard it and chose to ignore it, I guess because I've lived here for a decade. A man, I hear a toppling of boxes and yelling, just like, rah, rah, and I went out to leave the store, and it was just a full train of, like, candy boxes and stuff in the wake of his path, leaving the store, outraged, because maybe he, too, was a short king who could not find an outfit.
Wait, so he threw them everywhere?
Yeah, he was toppling them over. And I was like, I just need to get out of the store, man.
Wow.
It was a nightmare everywhere you turned. Just like,
where are the fairy wings? Are you all out of the angel wings? God damn it.
They are, first of all, short king phobic. I just went to go get a basic like Spider-Man or a Superman because I was like, let me just do this.
Really creative.
Really creative. The most searched Halloween costume every year to year. And it said standard fit for 5'10 people. And I was like, excuse me.
Am I standard?
I am famously 5'4", 5'5 on a good day. And I don't understand why that was the... So he's like, yeah, the sleeves will be droopy on you.
Oh.
Anyway, the search continues ahead of this karaoke party, which I've got a few hours to go. I'll find something.
Yeah.
Don't go to... Oh, no, I am going to Spirit Halloween. Don't go to Party City if you value your life.
I didn't even know there was still a Party City.
Oh, yes.
In New York.
Oh, yes. It's by the big Macy's on 34th. It's inevitable. You go to that wall of the costumes and you do the thing where you ask the person and they leave and you're like, go with God, and you just pray for 20 to 30 minutes that they come back.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're never going to come back. And that's what happened to me. And eventually he did with a too large Spider-Man costume.
Wow. A man actually came back. You're not used to that.
It's true. Well, as usual, it didn't work out at Party City for me.
Oh, I love the sexy girl aisles.
Oh, absolutely.
At like Spirit Halloween.
I was loving glamorous wig.
Aisle?
There was a whole section of glamorous wig. It was loud era Rihanna.
I love that era.
Yeah, there were some good ones. I don't know. I don't think I may have to resort to it.
A sexy girl costume?
Yes. I may just have to do that.
You should just squeeze into one.
I should. Well, we've got a few hours left. We'll see what I come up with.
I'm kind of over Halloween already.
Oh, no. We've got two more weeks to go, right? One more week?
Yeah, this weekend and the next.
Oh, yeah.
I might go see Nora and Pure, but I'd have to dress up. So I'm like,
yeah, these things are like costumes recommended. It's a threat.
Literally.
Yesterday, friend to the pod, John Ali, DJ'd a slasher night at Soho House.
His costume was so funny and chic.
Ghost Puta.
Serving.
Yes. Yes. She was twirling and spinning. It was chaos. There were so many people there. I went as a very bare minimum Billy from Scream with like a nosebleeds amount of blood on my shirt. And I'm disappointing my mother because she's like the queen of crafting and the queen of spook and goes all out decorating the... And I don't give it that energy that I need to every year.
It also just happens so fast.
It does. I mean, there's a full year leading up to it, but
well,
yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, if you're listening in the Discord, drop us your Halloween outfits that you're wearing. Because I want to see some inspiration. Maybe this will save me for the actual Halloween coming up.
Yeah, I'm not ready.
Do you have plans?
No.
Me either. Actually, the invites are starting to roll in for the house parties.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I feel like this year we've been so traumatized by everything getting canceled that this year I was like, I don't feel like planning ahead or getting excited.
Right, because you never know. Yeah.
Right. Too unpredictable.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what we end up doing. I'm sure it'll be something.
Speaking of loud era, Rihanna.
Oh, there's a pivot.
We have a new era of Rihanna to discuss.
We do.
Her Bravo era.
It continues, honestly.
She is commenting on various Salt Lake City Housewives posts. Mm-hmm. And she is also following Mary Cosby.
Now, where does she stand in the Jen Shah cinematic universe?
So you know nothing about this?
I know nothing.
Oh my God. Okay. So Mary is the one who fucked her grandfather.
Okay.
Do you know this?
I certainly know the soundbite.
Yeah. Like she actually did though.
Is there a reason or?
No. Okay. So like here's the story. So Mary's grandma, she passed away.
Oh, she passed away?
Yeah.
So
it's not funny. It's not funny. Don't make me laugh.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
So, my God. It's not funny. So Mary then slept with and married her grandfather, her grandmother's husband, and then had a kid
with
him.
Is this because of like some weird Utah thing? Is it like a sex cult of some kind?
Allegedly.
Okay.
For the money. Allegedly.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Is what the girls are saying.
Okay.
So then that's where the soundbite came from with Jen Shah, when she's like, you're going to go with Mary who fucked her grandfather?
Now I get it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was literal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that is who Rihanna's following. But Mary is carrying this new season.
Okay.
In my opinion.
She's bringing the drama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the quotes and...
Wow.
She's just like the center of the whole story.
Got it. Okay.
Shut the fuck up about Mary.
So she's following the drama. She wants to be in on it. She wants to be up there. She wants to do that.
Yep.
Okay. I love that for her, actually.
I really need Rihanna to discuss this season somewhere.
I know, right? Well, we'll just be lucky, because if she doesn't have her own, like, she's going to do an Instagram live for Fenty Beauty, and she's going to get fucking confronted by a Navy fan. She's going to be like,
yeah.
You need to get back in the studio. You need to work on your fucking album.
Ooh! You need to stop focusing about Mary.
You need to stop
fucked her grandfather, and you need to get in the studio.
Ooh!
Invite me on the Instagram live. I'll do it.
Sacha, right? That's the name? Yeah. You'll be T. Sacha.
Literally.
Oh, God. Well, we'll have to see where that plays out. I mean, she, frankly, is probably more interested in being on Housewives than doing an album, so...
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, she's kind of right.
Yeah.
I've definitely been more into Salt Lake City than music. Recaps available now on patreon.com/legendsonly.
Mm-hmm. Patreon.
Exclusive hour recaps where I sit on my couch and talk to myself about Mary. Literally, though, that's... Imagine this, but you're not there.
I can imagine it. Oh, I definitely can. I figure that that's what's happening when I leave. It's like he never stops. He doesn't turn off the microphone. He just keeps talking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. Also, speaking of housewives, Dumois, Dux Moy, you will be dealt with.
Did they lie again?
I went a whole tirade about Holly Valance being on Beverly Hills, a Dux Moy exclude. And now one of the castmates is saying it's not true.
Well, their whole feed.
I know. And we did this whole rant about how Dumois is not to be trusted. And I got my hopes up. And now Miss Holly Candy, I'm sorry, may not be on this fucking show. So I don't know.
Yeah, Dux Moy.
Well, we'll see, I guess. Maybe All the Noise will like encourage them to hire her. All the Noise being my tweet about
it. She gets a Google alert and she's like, oh, what now?
Oh, some fun fashion friend wants me to be on Housewives.
Yeah, I don't know. But Dux Moy has had some things that are right.
They have, of course. So that's why it's a toss-up. You just never know. It's a pick and mix of gossip and truth. Maybe her name was thrown into the ring as a potential.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, she better be there. Kiss, kiss, down boy, now on iTunes. So speaking of, this is actually a good pivot. It's time to talk about people T. Kyle doesn't know about for the international/UK/Australian minute.
Does this need a theme song?
It actually does at this point.
Is it problematic to remix someone's national anthem?
No, I think that's fine. But it's the problem
like if you
is that
turned
it's different
God
countries.
Save the Queen into like a EDM bop.
Can you do God Save the Queen but have Bebe Rex's live chat audio over that?
There's plenty of things I could do.
Okay, that sounds...
Don't get me started.
Actually, because it should be international, I'm going to send you an audio that would work for it of a rant slash a monologue.
Yeah, this is your segment.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I do have some... Okay. Well, anyway, so we'll start in Canada, our neighbors to the north, true north.
I love overseas places like Canada.
Exactly. I was like, let's start overseas in Canada. Drag Race Canada.
I know that Canada's not overseas, by the way.
I did not know that until this moment.
Someone out there will be like, is he serious? And it's a reference.
It's a reference. It's a deep cut.
I just need to call that out.
So they're 2-2 for lip sync songs. Okay, the first week, Nelly Furtado Maneater. Bop. Week 2.
Wait, what is this?
Drag Race Canada.
Oh, sorry. There's too many. I was like, which
there's
one?
There's way too many. Canada, week 2. We've asked you to prepare a lip sync to Girlicious's Stupid Shit.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
The way I gasped and nearly choked on my rice ball that night.
Okay.
I could not believe. Now, I know it was a smash in Canada. Girlicious like had a moment in Canada. Only.
Bop.
Yeah.
Girlicious had a moment in college with me and Taryn.
Yeah.
Literally the only Girlicious stands in all of FIT and probably Manhattan.
Yes. Yes. But honestly, and if the girls don't know about Girlicious, Robin Anton, enemy of the pod currently.
She's not the enemy of the pod.
Well, actually, no, sure.
She's an enemy to a friend of the pod.
She is. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
She had a moment where she was putting together through the ringer all of these girl groups. It was Pussycat Dolls, but then it was also Girlicious and then the ill-fated Paradiso Girls. But Girlicious had Like Me, Stupid Shit. Later
Like
on,
Me is such a bop. I know
Maniac.
The dance.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Everything you do is like me.
The boxing ring. They were honestly very ahead of their time. I don't know what time it is, but they were ahead of it.
And I remember the sock gloves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, they beat MDNA to that. And it was great. But it just never really happened here. So
it happened for me. I don't know about anyone else, but it happened for me.
Pop Justice Forums, ATRL, and T-Kyle. And it was just a pleasant surprise. So thank you, Drag Race Canada. And then next week, guess who the guest host is? She's like a ghost. Oh. That's not even her most famous song. Fifi Dobson. Just like a ghost. You know that song?
No.
Oh. Well, it's perfect for spooky season.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Everyone, look up Fifi Dobson Ghost. I'm telling you, you're going to live and then die because it's about a ghost. Fifi Dobson's going to be out. So honestly, they're really bringing it with like the pop finds. And then over across the other pond, we have Drag Race UK. And the guest this week, very fortunately, given the headlines, was Leanne from Little Mix, who had an iconic moment. They were like, he was running down all the people on the panel. He's like, who are your assistants? And then he asked Leanne, and she's like, oh, they're called Jade and Perry. But I wish she said Jessie, because it would have been so much better right now. But it's fine. Anyway, she looked great. She was great. It was a hell of an episode. And then next week is going to be Snatch Game featuring Nadine Coyle of Girls Aloud as one of the guests. It's a lot for me lately. I feel like there's been a lot of fan service directly for me. These very specific references.
Mm-hmm. I love that for you.
It's really like, only I am appreciating this, but I'm really happy about it. So I think that's it for the International Minute. It's Danny Minogue's 50th birthday, as everybody knows. Shout out to everyone who observes the holiday. 50 years of Disco D, Queen of Clubs. So a big shout out to everyone. Love and kisses to you all.
Oh, speaking of RuPaul, I can't get enough.
We need to just, I mean, it'll be part of TikTok talk, but we can talk about it now. The social media presence.
Yeah, save it for, well,
yeah, we'll keep it for
there's
TikTok
There's a lot
talk.
For TikTok talk.
Okay.
Which is basically taken over this podcast because it's just so much better than literally everything else.
Oh, God. Actually, speaking of ghosts, this is a good follow-up. So,
did you see one?
I think the next queen that we're going to talk about probably did. in our Britney update of the week, we learned that allegedly she and Sam have toured Jeffree Star's gigantic mansion that he got rid of to move into a yak ranch in Wyoming.
Or has been trying to get rid of.
Trying to get rid of.
A long time.
Important note. It's like 50 rooms, theater, garage.
Pool.
But like parking garage, not garage. Like it was a giant garage.
Yeah, it's gigantic. He has a house tour on his YouTube channel. And there's also a realtor.
Yeah.
House tour thing that's on YouTube, I think, as well.
Once somebody said Cheesecake Factory chic, I can't unsee it because that is exactly what it looks like inside.
Oh my God, it really is.
Very Cheesecake Factory. Which honestly means that Brittany might love it. Like, I really feel like she would love
I do feel like she would love this house, honestly.
She might love it for twirling from room to room.
It's very ornate.
Spacious. The pool is a serve. She can have plenty of pool content as she likes.
Yoga on the gigantic a gym.
But I am concerned because I do feel like it's haunted. I feel like the ghost of Flashback Mary, for those who know who that is, might be high sisters. Might be floating through the hallways as she's like trying to go to bed. So we'll have to see. But
we think the dramatic gold couch with the apology from the apology video is there?
Probably.
Oh no.
I'm sure he didn't pick it up and leave to Wyoming with it. If she wants it, she could have it. But I'm sure the price is also going down month to month. I don't think it's actually up.
He bought it for like 14.
It's gone up.
And it's up to 16 point something.
Oh my God.
See, here's how I feel about it.
Okay.
It's too big.
It is too big.
She needs like a chic.
But the thing is, like, Jeffrey was single and like alone in it, at least.
No, they were together and they broke up after they haunted. Moved, which is why I'm like, no.
No. Because they broke up because they got lost in the house. They couldn't find each other.
In more ways than one. Figuratively and.
Oh God, yeah.
Literally.
Maybe they shouldn't.
No.
Maybe there's bad.
I think they need to
there.
Go to New York, get a penthouse. Something she keeps posting about New York. And like young.
Something fun. Something for the summertime. Somewhere she can dance in the city.
Have a couple guest rooms for the kids, but like something for the couple.
Yeah. I don't know.
That
but
house
you know,
is a.
Maybe she just wanted to. Maybe she's like mansion. Us and just wanted to be like, I want to look inside. Maybe she just did want to. She wanted to do the tour.
Yeah. She does have the exclusivity. Of being a legend.
Right.
Which is like what that thing
is.
I
have the legend pass. Can I take a peek at this house?
But like, actually, I don't know what I was trying to say there, but like, there's definitely like a legend pass that
she
you
definitely,
need
yes.
to get in that area. Isn't it like the Kardashians?
I'm actually surprised. I'm sure Cher has like some real estate.
Yeah.
That she could just give her. I don't know.
But Miami.
She's probably just having fun looking at houses and stuff. So yeah, Miami could be. I don't know if she's a Miami girl.
No.
No. She's just begun having her fun. And it could honestly be multiple homes. So we'll see. It's pretty much, I think, like that was that big news of the week for Brit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where she winds up, you know, spinning around and giving us fashion shows in whatever home she ends up in.
She is, while the girls are cheering.
Yes. Everybody clapped.
Those videos were hilarious.
Oh, yes.
With just the screaming fans.
I'm loving her sound effects era.
Mm-hmm.
Video editor era incoming, honestly.
Well, she's certainly giving new fashions.
Oh, is she giving us fashion?
And so are the girls. Uh-oh. I think it's time for a segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so mine is kind of dumb, but like not really.
No, it's very important.
It's in the spooky season.
Uh-huh.
So, is it giving you Ariane? She has a new Fortnite skin.
Arianka in Fortnite?
A new Halloween bubble. And it's like kind of like a Janet pony. You know, like the pony on the helmet head?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but she has this bubble, like spacesuit, and then there's a pony on it.
I love that.
And it glows
actually.
And it's rainbow. It's very gay rights. Oh, the Halloween.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Actually, in keeping with Halloween, my pick is the first episode of season 4 of Dragula just premiered, and they all had to be their interpretation of classic scary, spooky monsters. So, like, it was from Elvira to the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters to Alien. Shout out to the Alien look, but they all were, like, my kind of high fashion editorial picks. It was, like, spooky, ooky, couture, but also gross and disgusting.
And what does this air on?
Shudder, which is the horror TV show.
Channel? Oh, it's a fun name for a horror channel.
Clever.
Get it?
Shudder. Yeah, it's brought to you by AMC, I believe. But yeah, it's a new horror channel. It's, you know, for horror. And I think the Chucky show might be on there. No, I might be lying. But the Chucky.
Yes, my new show is out now.
Your new
everyone.
Show. You should know. You're airing live.
I can't even tell you how many people DM'd me the tweet of Chucky and Adele. And they're like, oh my God, I can't
collab.
Believe she wrote back.
Yeah. Oh, you're fully all over this series. Yes. Did you see the clip of Chucky being an ally?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I feel like we'd be safe.
We would be in a safe space with Chucky. Well, he would be like, you're my mirror, so you're...
Chucky all grown up.
And as a short king, he would, you know, I would resonate with him. So we'd be fine. He'd be not after our ass.
No.
So, yes. Yeah. So shout out to Chucky. Also... kind of a high fashion pick. He's gotten a makeover.
Oh, the flat iron
yes,
wig is
he's giving
something
me
else.
Me in college. Yeah.
Actually, I have a photo of me where I literally look like that fucking wig and I need to find it.
I'm saying Halloween
Lindsay,
costume
if
sorted.
You're listening, mm-hmm. She knows you were there when I flat ironed my hair. I look exactly like that new wig. I'll find it.
And shout out to anyone listening who saw me for the 3 months that I flat ironed my hair in college and the time I got the internship at Interview Magazine in 2009, and I would show up with flat iron hair and a giant fashion bag with just a highlighter in it. It was a darker time. It was a darker time. I thought I had to be like that gossip girl. It girl. Yep. Anyway, we don't have to go back to... Speaking of spooky, we don't have to go back to the unpaid. Let's talk about spooky.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Our unpaid internship eras.
Unpaid, going in an hour and a half every day there and back. It was an era before their catalog was scanned into a computer. So I would go to their library and pull out Interview magazines, 1974, open it up, and Xerox articles that they needed, and bring them the Xerox copies of articles that they were referencing. I mean, ancient.
Wow.
And embarrassing for 2009. At that point, they should digitize their archive. This is getting off track, but...
No, I mean, it's true.
It's true.
That's what I had to do at Logo. We had to take these, like, old school archived tapes,
yep,
send them out to order them, get the digital files. I think I told the story about the RuPaul, the old episodes where hear the laugh in and out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
It took forever. And then you'd cut every single thumbnail separate because there was no such thing as responsive design back then.
But the experience that we learned.
True.
Yeah, kind of true, actually. Mm-hmm. I definitely learned like the politics of, you know, editor etiquette and talking to people and the politics.
CMS.
Oh, God, yeah. Yep. And booking talent and dealing with, yeah. Oh, and the giant fashion room for the fun fashion friends inside. I was one day I was like the messenger boy and I would go out to like, pick up some Givenchy thing and bring it to the library. That was very Devil Wears Prada. Yeah, it was a scary good internship and unpaid. Oh, they did pay for the train in the end.
That's nice.
That's good. Yeah. Anyway, just, you know.
I loved that era, honestly.
Yeah, just
G-chatting with the girls.
Oh my God, G-chatting with the girls.
Yep.
Cutting our teeth in the big city. Just making it happen.
Tweeting, going to the Ritz.
Speaking of, I opened Google Maps to find a Spirit Halloween, and it said, oh, would you like to go to the Ritz?
I saw your screenshot.
It was basically like, oh, queen, where are you going?
What did you just say? Oh, queen.
Which is also scary because, like, it's not like I've ever put in the Ritz in the map because we know where it is. So it's like, oh, it just knows.
It's just reading everything. It's a listener of the pod. Yeah. Your Alexa is like, oh.
Yeah.
She's listening.
It's just like those TikToks where there's the mouth and the eyes over and it's just like you doing something in the corner. It's like staring in horror at you. Yes. Anyway.
I love those.
Not that it's heard anything inappropriate in my apartment.
I can't.
Anyway,
that's a fun segment.
That is a fun segment.
Things our Alexas have heard. Oh, I don't have one because I'm convinced that it listens.
Mine has only heard me talking about British Bake Off and Drag Race, probably.
Oh, British Bake Off. Did you watch this week?
I haven't. Yeah, I heard it's. I don't speak German, but I can if you like week.
Yes. It was.
Okay.
I have to say, Chigs. Just that's it.
I was waiting for any way that could go, but it didn't.
It reminds me of the scene from Miss New York when she was like talking to Hottie and she's like, once everyone in the house is eliminated, including you, I plan on turning this into a study. Just as every single person gets eliminated,
yes,
Chigs gets more screen time. So every single one of them, I'm sitting there like, I hope that flops.
I hope your
leave
bottom
it in
is
five
soggy.
Minutes longer. Yeah. It's your week to go home.
Oh, your fillings just oozing out everywhere.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed to present it to Paul Hollywood.
They were talking about, and then I was going to screenshot it, but I was like, I'm trying not to tweet anymore. But like,
wait, that is a goal.
They were like, Chigs topping is made. And I was, someone just say Chigs and topping. I like flew up my couch. I was like, oh.
Chigs is topping.
And then the caption below it was like, Chigs is topping is this.
Oh, so close.
The topping of Chigs. I was like, what?
The flavor.
I can't.
You'll have to take a carefully curated screenshot of that moment captioned.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, add it to your vision board.
So pathetic. God. I can't.
Everyone loses their shit for sub contested on Bake Off every season, every collection.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's time to dive into whatever we're scrolling through.
Yeah.
It's a little time for
TikTok talk. Well, starting off.
Oh, she's starting, and she's honestly literally everywhere.
Yes.
Friend to the pod, Jonathan Graziano.
Actual friend to the
pod. Actual friend to the pod.
Well, friend before the pod.
Yeah, like from a decade ago.
Yeah.
Who had always done funny things on the internet.
Yes.
With his pug Noodle. And now, as you may or may not, I'm sure you've encountered this, Bones or No Bones Day has gone viral in a way that I did not see coming. I don't think anybody did.
It's overnight.
It's insane. Like, politicians are referring to Bones or No Bones Days. It's like, first of all, get back in court. Like, or not court.
Yeah, go do your fucking
go back to
job.
Jail. do that. Legislation.
Can I just say that, like, all politicians need to be, like, banned from social media?
Oh, please. It's so embarrassing. Like, why are you referencing a funny viral thing? Go.
If I was president, I'd be
canceled,
like,
canceled student debt, not this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I have friends that go to work and they have to put their phones in boxes from 9 to 6.
Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
We pay your bills.
We literally do.
Anyway, that's a different story.
That's a different
story.
I don't know how we got angry. But anyway, Bones or No Bones Day. He is on Today Show. He was, and just everyone has been referencing it. And he's done like a million interviews.
The trending page
stuff.
On TikTok. It was like at the top. She got a marquee.
Crazy. But honestly.
Trending on Twitter, number 5.
You know, he used to do like BarkBox, like back in the day when we first like met him.
That was and, Noodles, like
yes,
mall
Noodles
tour
debut.
Era.
It was. My God, yes.
Literally, though.
Yeah, and now it's just everywhere. But honestly, good for him. And he's very charismatic, so like I feel like those Today Show appearances and things like that.
Oh, yeah, he's great on camera. Yeah.
So,
but it just goes to show you could be doing something.
Yes.
And then the algorithm snatches one video. Because I remember I saw the one video went viral. He was doing it for a while.
Yeah, he was doing it forever, I felt like.
Yeah.
Just, and then it just took
and then
the
one
fuck
was
off.
Like, she's starting, and then boom, within a week.
Yeah. There are songs about Noodle. There are, it's just weird. It's funny because, like, if it was somebody else, you're just like, oh, okay, like, that checks out. But when it's somebody you know, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
It can happen to anybody.
I'm also like, ride that wave.
Ride it. Noodle comic series, TV show, movies,
club,
merch,
bus,
another club,
plane.
Noodle. Bones, no bones. But anyway, congrats.
Today was a Bones Day, by the way.
Oh, it was. Okay.
We're recording on Saturday.
Well, we are. I would say that we are fulfilling that. You know, we're really going gung ho for the day, and I'm trying,
yeah.
I'm trying to find a costume. It, you know, it's a Bones Day. Anyway, so our friend is all over your TikTok right now.
Yep.
At least our friend isn't fucking couch guy or something. Like, at least it's
a good
thing.
Oh, that'd be iconic,
right? God, I do hope one of our friends go. But one of our friends did.
Yeah.
One of our friends of the pod did by posting a video of a man holding hands with a man on Fire Island and pretending his boyfriend was cheating on him.
So good.
And then the man reached out and was like, why did you post a video of me? And he had
I really
to delete.
Want to start doing more on TikTok, like
to get canceled or
planned pranks and skits and things that are like so obviously meant to just be ridiculous.
I say
like
go
that
for
kid
it.
This week. I by the way, the people were DMing me. They were like, "Oh my god, the conservative mommy clearly is not on duty today."
Yeah, what did you do?
The TikTok of the kid who's like, "The girl who made my coffee at Dunkin' needs her pussy because this shit is." I'm on Dunkin' Talk.
That is,
and that was, and I just like, oh, I was screaming, and so I just posted it in between all my like emotional photos.
Yeah,
it's like park picture,
inspirational
emotional
quote,
and then that, and
the girl at Dunkin' eats her pussy. Eh?
Yeah, my,
honestly, your inner monologue. To be honest, it's very much like deep contemplative thought. Duncan.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I have saved that audio to use one day.
Yes. Oh, you will.
Yep.
Who else is all over? I mean, okay. She's live every other day, every other hour. Miss Lisa Lips.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Lisa Lips quit her job.
She did. I don't know what she did, but she's no longer
there. Her boss was talking shit about her.
Okay.
So she was like, I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
She didn't give her 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. There's all this drama at the dental office. Don't fuck with Lisa Lips.
Okay. Wait, she's Lisa Lips and she works at a dental office?
Yeah.
Iconic. It's all It's all coming full circle. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see where the lips land next.
Literally.
Maybe a MAC Cosmetics
endorsement. She's going to
school
in December. Oh. She wants to be an esthetician.
Oh.
I don't know what that is, but I was like, congrats. Good for you.
Yeah.
I know everything about Lisa Lips.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's live enough to let you know about her whole life story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Lips all over.
I watched most of the live because I needed the story.
Also who went live is Lana Del Rey. We were getting minute by minute updates from Automatic Princess in the Discord.
Should she suffer? Clap if you think she should suffer.
She has gone unhinged. She was
unhinged. Oh, okay.
It was very entertaining. There
didn't
are bits
she just say like
3 weeks
ago that she was quitting social media?
She did, and now she's doing it on her burner account, which has like 200,000 followers, called Honeymoon on Instagram. She's like,
okay.
Remember when Chrissy Teigen was like, I can't handle this anymore. I am going private. And she locked her account that had 5 million followers. It's like, somebody's going to let the public know what you're tweeting at that amount of people. I love it. It's like the Cheeto in the locked door meme. It's just like, now no one can see, get through this.
Everyone loves doing that.
Going private.
Like quitting social media and coming back and.
I don't announce it, but every hour I'm just like, this is it. I quit Twitter. Close friends and family are well aware that I'm like, I'm taking a hiatus, and it's just like 2 days of me not tweeting, and then I'm back. I just don't announce it because I know how embarrassing it is. I've seen it. It's usually like a long.
I should start doing that.
You should. It's a long like notes app thing about how harmful social media is. 2 days later, they're like, Anya Taylor-Joy looked like a serve at the Oscars. Yeah, so I'd rather just skip the part where I'm just like, I'm above it. I'm over it. I'm leaving forever.
I know.
Even though that's hourly how I feel. And then I just go back to TikTok and I scroll.
Oh, yeah.
And I get over it. Speaking of someone who will never let me down, Miss Rita Ora's poison is going viral. Thanks. I got a DM about this. It's like a version of the song... I don't know. I think it's a straight thing. I'm unclear how it's being used, but I'm glad that she's charting. She is charting somewhere. So
yeah,
iconic
it's a lot
people,
of plays too.
It is. Iconic people in iconic places. Similarly, I don't know why I just said, I was going to say friend to the pod Madonna.
Why not?
Friend to the pod Madonna has a Frozen remix, unofficial, like a warped audio, like 2021 some SoundCloud artist made it, and it's like number 3 on the viral top 50 on Spotify, and she's acknowledged it in no way. It's huge on TikTok. It's just like this kind of like flipped version of Frozen.
Huh.
It's crazy.
And they didn't get removed?
I know. It's like
what
a fuck? Chopped and screwed kind of vocal. I guess you can get away with it. I don't know. Or she just hasn't noticed, which seems to be the case.
I mean, she's a little busy, I would assume. Just
yeah, doing
casual
her fucking filters,
pop.
Pretending. She's like, I'm reading. What did she say? She said she was like leaning into her Italian roots. And she was like, you people with your to-go delivery and your DoorDash. She was talking like insane.
What?
Yes, she was doing it in a filter. Ban politicians.
Says the one who's sitting in her fucking milk bath.
Ban politicians and pop stars from social media. I'm sorry, we just can't have you here anymore.
Well, actually,
you know, we do need pop stars there still, but politicians absolutely not. Because even anytime they have like a fun pop culture reference or something, it's like, go do your job.
Literally.
We pay your bills, go do your job. I don't see the college debt removed yet, so get back to work. Smooth some roads.
Yeah,
build
literally.
Some infrastructure.
We need a sidewalk.
We need a sidewalk.
Get the fuck off Twitter.
Stop talking. Yeah.
Shut up.
And then finally, we've heard her on every song known to man, and it's no exception that Adele's Easy on Me was not spared. In fact, it's already making waves in the drag rounds, the drag circuit. This is being performed. It's, of course, the Easy on Me Cupcake remix.
Cupcake is all over TikTok.
Once again, I did
make a remix
of Easy on Me.
Oh, well.
You did make a remix.
I made a cupcake remix.
You made a cupcake remix.
That went viral.
Yes.
But I also did an Adele remix.
Yes.
That got fucking removed for copyright, which is bullshit.
Adele herself took it down.
Knowing what I know about legal
matters. Yeah.
they 100% are right. Like, it is illegal.
Right.
Like, I don't own those vocals.
But it's...
But there's hundreds of other remixes out there. And that, like, one Adele, the other song.
Hello?
Yes. And the other one.
Rolling in the Deep?
Yes. That remix is unofficial and has millions and millions of views on YouTube.
It's very wishy-washy. Sometimes they care, sometimes they don't.
I got a copyright strike on my account. I wrote the guy. I was like, listen, I'm nobody. I'm irrelevant. I'll delete it from my thing. Can you please remove the strike off my account? I'm literally irrelevant. And I think they are. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Go fuck yourself, sir.
Go fuck yourself.
Just flop trying to make it in this world. Show my talents.
HRH collection jumped out.
Oh, you know I've been watching.
Go fuck yourself.
But like.
Oh, it's true.
I love HRS. I'm going to get canceled for stanning her.
Yeah, well, anybody who's viral on the internet is problematic at this point. Noodles, we're checking your past tweets.
Noodles is canceled. Noodles is canceled.
Okay.
Oh, wait, did you hear the Cupcake Easy on Me remix, though?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay.
Did you play it?
Well, I'm scared to play it for the girls here, because what if they come for me here?
Oh, like you'll get... dinged for, we'll link
baby,
it on Twitter.
Let me in, smack my ass like a drum. I was still a child. That's basically it, but
yeah,
look that one up.
It's gonna ruin it for you.
We'll share it on Discord.
Yeah, was it Jan who performed it?
I think so.
Jan just tweeted, like, does anyone have the Cupcake remix of this?
Yeah.
And then an hour later was on stage performing it.
Jan is, like, best friends with I Want to Go to Hardware girl.
Oh. New friend to the pod.
Yes.
Designer.
I hate Brooklyn.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We stan.
But anyway.
Yeah. So, well, this was actually kind of a stacked New Music Friday.
Yeah.
The girls did come out full force, and there were some highlights. Honestly, all highlights. Like, I felt like nothing really disappointed. I was pretty into everything that came out. Why don't we talk about some of our faves? New music for people to ruin with Cupcake edits. let me load up.
Also, the Table remixes are everywhere.
Table?
Yeah.
Wait, of what?
Oh, no, our Table.
Our Table. That's right.
Did you hear the Rickroll one?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna play it.
Oh, that's really good. It's worth the fact that we're now gonna go to court for that.
He's not gonna... he's not gonna sue me.
Oh, he will.
Ew.
Oh, he will.
God, leave me alone. Leave me alone. First Luann...
He's a redhead, too.
Luann, Adele, Chucky. All of these, like, singers just keep coming for me with the copyright.
They do. They know you're too powerful. They have to keep you down. All right, let's go scroll through some of our faves of the week.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking about her over the past 2 years. Miss Agnes, other queen of Swedish pop, is here with her fifth studio album, Magic Still Exists, and it's fantastic. I did a little review on the website.
Release.
Yes, known best for Release Me. Has come out with a 11-track, four of which are interludes, album of disco-inspired pop excellence. Very, very good, tight, perhaps too short, set of songs. If you like Confessions on a Dance Floor, if you like Giorgio Moroder, you're going to like this. So,
bop.
Taste.
Just I like XX.
XX.
And Self-Made.
Self-Made.
Are the standouts. And all of the imagery.
Oh, yeah.
Like on Spotify, the icon.
The Dorito wig.
The cover.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is very...
She put a Dorito on. And then all
like
the previously...
3D Doritos, not sponsored.
Yeah.
Those are so good.
Yeah.
Are those even around anymore?
I just had a Raven flash forward to the Who's That Chick Rihanna
I
competition.
I would never say that.
With... No, the Doritos competition with Rihanna. Remember, like, Who's That Chick? Getta. There was some sort of Doritos thing. They're like two flavors of the song or something, right?
I don't know. Something like
I don't know. Who's That Chick is enduring. Stands the test of time. Anyway.
Iconic food collabs.
Yes.
Deep dive.
That would be entertaining. Jessica Simpson's edible dessert beauty.
Didn't that slay, though?
It did.
Oh.
I've licked it. Oh, okay. Oh, good. Take that audio all out right. of context. All right. There we go. Well, Agnes. Okay. We have that. And then if you're also into disco, there is an up-and-coming artist. Goes by the name of Sir Elton John. And he did a bop with S.G. Lewis, otherwise known as our lockdown savior, behind Dua Lipa, Mabel, Experience, Victoria Monet, like truly king, did a song called Orbit, which also kind of gives me Confessions vibes. It's really good. And I happened to do a little casual Zoom chat with the both of them.
This is iconic. I wish I had a soundboard of like the Britney cheering sound from her Instagram.
Yeah, so for paper, I did a dual interview with both of them. Elton was like in his very regal mansion, and it was very intimidating.
Like you alone with Elton John and S.G. Lewis, just so the girls understand how iconic this is.
Yes, it was extremely intimidating. I read his autobiography ahead of time because I'm a good interviewer. Yeah, it's definitely a new career high of legends that I've spoken with. And it was a really good, interesting conversation. He's such a nerd that I was a bit shook. Like, people always say that he's really current. He was naming songs that we talk about weekly just, like, on the fly. He's so with it that it's just crazy. Because he's a legend. What does he have to be listening to? He was, like, saying, like, Brockhampton, Teyana Taylor. Like, he was just, like, throwing names out. I was like, what?
Baby Rexha. Oh, that was kind of Australian.
Yeah, I don't quite know where that was.
Yeah.
But it was just really crazy and impressive. And yeah, and SG's a king. And it was just really good chat. I was very humbled and honored to be able to do that. So go check it out. And yeah.
It's on Paper Magazine, right?
PaperMag.com. That's right.
Not sponsored, but.
I guess kind of, right?
No.
If I was. Okay.
It's iconic.
Okay.
Add that one to your list of iconic interviews.
Oh, yes. It's right at the top next to Fifth Harmony 17 times and Ciara and Fifi Dobson, Paris, Nadia Ali.
Oh,
queen.
Iconic.
Queen.
Pressure. Legendary.
Queen. Yeah, there's a lot.
Aubrey O'Day. It's probably the best one.
You can see that on YouTube, as well as me making brownies with her, and also Brendan Urie of Panic at the Disco. You can watch me make yummy nummies with him.
British Bake Off ahead of its time.
Oh, honestly.
New Muse Bake Off.
There's a concept.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We wanted it to be a whole thing. It was only two episodes. We wanted to do like me baking with somebody each time. Making something. The flavor. Anyway. Oh Lord. That was my and then like little rambles here and there. Okay. The girl who did Fever with Dua, Anjali, has a song in French out called Bruxelles Jetame. S'il vous plaît. I don't speak French, but this is fantastic. This song is a bop. I'm going to give a shout out to that. I'm going to give a shout out to CL. Her debut album, Alpha's Out. I like the song Taya Cherry. I'm still digging into the album. Shout out to The Weeknd, who collabed with Swedish House Mafia.
Not my fave.
Not my fave, but not terrible.
No.
But just like, I actually was surprised that the vibe was not more going off.
Yeah, it's very one speed.
It is surprising, but not terrible. Shout out to Tove Stierke for the song Start Walking, more Scandi Pop excellence. Toves are really doing it this week. Also, Tove Lo collaborated with Duran Duran, also iconic. Oh, Ali and AJ have a song called Am I All Right, which is actually really excellent. Again,
also, the answer is no.
Nobody asked me if I was okay, and the answer is no.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
Are you okay? No. And then Lights has a song called Prodigal Daughter. Prodigal Daughter. And that's really good.
That's a huge word. Literally don't know what that means.
Uh-huh.
Prodigal.
Uh-huh. Prodigal. Yep.
Like prodigy.
Yes. And then Lana has her album out as well.
Really?
Yeah. That's why she did the live. Blue Bannisters.
I thought they came out like 6 months ago.
She
with that
did.
Flop Curls cover.
She did. She put out Chemtrails Over the Country Club a few months ago. And then she was like, here's another. I'm going to recommend the song Dealer on that
one. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. The song Dealer, anyone who's heard it will understand why. She yelps in a way that is camp or entertaining or iconic. I think we're still trying to decide. But she's like, I don't want to live. And it's like, okay, relatable.
Same.
Yeah, it's a very relatable song. Get into that. And then, yeah, that's for the mini recommendations before we get to the main event. What about you?
Well, I've been listening to like one song on repeat for the past few days. But the Rufus Du Sol album just came out. It's called Surrender. Bops. Yep. No one cares. But like
EDM and dance enthusiasts care.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, they do.
Give me a beat.
Give me a beat.
But there's a song out from The Knox,
yes,
and Parson James, mm-hmm, that is bop. I'm obsessed with it.
Yes.
It's so good. I love The Knox.
Yeah.
They worked with Carly Rae, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
They're great. They've been around for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Isn't one of them a fun fashion friend?
I don't actually think so.
Oh.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go back to my sources on that one. But I think... But Parson is.
Yes.
Yes. So...
And has the song with Kygo.
It does.
Bop.
Stole the show.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Well, there is a song that...
Speaking of fun fashion friends, perfect segue.
Perfect
into our
segue.
Next moment,
which I don't think we knew was an audio.
No.
Okay, hang on to your red lip anal bead stands.
Yes.
Because I thought it was just a written interview in which she said this now iconic Legends Only phrase.
Same.
In fact, she said it during the Bionic press tour.
Yes. A listener tweeted us,
yeah,
a clip of Xtina from the Bionic press tour.
Yeah.
That iconic one where she
adjusts,
told them to shoot the person who coughed in the,
yeah,
background.
Yes.
That one.
Shoot him.
Yeah. Coughing during my interview. Shoot him. She 100% meant that.
She meant it. Also, the adjustment of the shirt is an iconic gif.
It is.
Ugh.
So somewhere in this interview, I'm still trying to find where exactly she says it.
Uh-huh.
But she references her fun fashion friends.
This
always
one,
ahead of her time.
Always.
Literally.
Always.
I'm going to have to find the context of where she's talking about this because, yeah, we know what she's saying.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
I think she's talking about love and glamour or glam because she's talking about something fashion related.
Right. Or maybe vanity.
Or vanity. It's something towards that part of the,
yeah,
album.
Fast forward to later tomorrow when I'm,
yeah,
watching all parts of this.
Oh, absolutely.
We get the context.
Glam, I wrote for all my fun fashion friends. I actually was really inspired. One of my longtime favorite designers is Galliano, and I was like, I want to give him something that he can send models down the runway to. And so glam was inspired by not only him, but many of my friends that I've accumulated over the years. And I really wanted to do something inspired by them.
Well, she's got a song both for her fun fashion friends and her muchachas.
Yes.
Because everyone, the Legendina en Español era is finally upon us.
It is.
It's been like 20 years since Mi Reflejo and the first Spanish endeavor. And she's back with a new attitude and some friends with her along the way.
She is.
Pamis Muchachas is a empowerment anthem for the girls. This one,
I'm gonna probably pronounce this wrong, but Ella está comenzando.
Wow,
she's starting.
She has been doing her research and studying.
Had that meme sitting. I was sitting on that.
Yep.
For months, and she posted.
She's
that
sitting.
Thing. Sick of sitting.
Sick of sitting
and
on this,
like,
meme.
Oh. I went, scrolled back, and I was like,
You did it.
Her Spanish era.
Her Spanish era is upon us.
Now,
Spanish
I admittedly have to say, I feel like I am that scene in Bridesmaids during, you know, like when Kristen Wiig is like, and I would just like to say
escuelas,
to everyone, gracias
en
las
Navidades.
Escuelas y azul todos los gracias.
That is where you're at, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I did study Spanish for 8 to 9 years, and I've lost a lot of it along the way. However,
you certainly.
Here we go.
Oh,
here we go. Where are we going with this? Latin America. Anyway.
Tú estás un top.
Activo.
Yeah.
Wait, it's eres.
Oh.
Eres activo is your question when you go abroad.
Oh, okay. So I have to ask that to people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Noted. Add note to self.
Anyway, we do have a song for the girls featuring Beasters, Rise Up, Claws Up.
Showers stands.
Up. Yeah, showers up.
Showers on. Which is a fucking bop and was so underrated.
Oh, absolutely.
No one cared about it. I remember this is the one summer I went to Fire Island and I was playing Becky G
shower
for everyone.
Yeah.
And like no one cared.
She has really paved her own path in recent years in the Spanish market, like in Spanish language songs, because they're fucking bops and they are more appreciated there. Her talent is appreciated there. But yeah, Shower was a bop. And she even like crossed over with Mayores and that bunny, but it's good. She's doing well now. It's just like the English era didn't really work out. It's fine though. So Becky G is here. Beasters, Rise Up. We've got Nicki Nicole and Nathy Peluso, which I thought she should be in working at Capitol Hill, but here she is twerking for Christina.
That's how I first heard about her, because
everyone's like,
thought it was Nancy Pelosi.
Shouldn't you be enacting laws?
And so everyone would just rage tweet at her and be like,
I am obsessed with them. I never wanted to die. I always wanted to be like, shouldn't you be in Capitol Hill right now? Like, shouldn't you be doing lawmaking? But here she is giving it to us in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I guess politicians really need to log out because they're clearly doing anything but making law.
Yeah. Nathy.
Nathy. But legendary. Okay, so the video.
Serving.
She is serving. I mean, truly the high fashion editorial of the week, probably. Like, that look with the, was it Rottweilers, maybe? Or I don't know which Doberman. I don't know. But she's got the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
With the X, always an X reference.
It's like Not Myself Tonight leveled up.
It really is. No estoy, esta noche... No estoy,
my God, problematic. You're going to be canceled.
No, I'm not going to be canceled for speaking Spanish. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing considering how much I
say. How to say not myself tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Me no estoy.
No.
Me la noche, right? I am not me.
Okay, well, that's
night.
An Ashley Simpson reference.
Oh.
No soy yo esta noche. No soy yo. Why was that so hard for me to, I don't know.
I don't know.
I get frazzled. I do. It's in my brain and I can't say it.
I can barely speak English, let alone like another language. I need a dictionary.
We do. I got to go back to school just to get through. So we have three mini albums, EPs coming from Latinx Tina on the way, which is very exciting for her. A whole journey rediscovering her roots. And yeah, okay, so the song itself, first of all, a bop, but the vocals towards the end of the song, she's belting.
Yeah, I mean, she's known for that.
She is known for that. And delightfully, I don't know that she didn't really think this one through, but she gave us say several times. And it was like, that's still in English.
Right. How do you say in?
Diga.
I almost just said, and I caught myself, how do you say ha in Spanish? And then I just realized that it's laughing.
Fuego. What?
Ha. Like ha.
Oh, ha.
Like,
oh.
Ha. But then I was like, wait, no. That's
but with a J in front.
Oh.
Yeah. Ha ha.
Really?
Yeah.
Laughing's not universal?
Laughing's universal, but they J-A.
Okay. We need to get off this. Everyone's going to think I'm a fucking idiot. I swear I'm not that dumb.
No, you haven't spoken Spanish in a minute.
Actually, do you want a fun story?
See.
I understood that. You said yes. I got kicked out of AP Spanish for cheating. Yeah.
I didn't realize that you did that.
Yep. We had to do this thing. Honestly, it sucked, and I was glad I got kicked out. It was before high school, so we had to go to this AP Spanish thing earlier than normal, and school's already early.
Yeah.
So we had to get on a bus, go to this AP Spanish fucking class. And then I didn't care, obviously, clearly, or pay attention. Uh-huh. And I was cheating by putting all the answers in a thing next to my chair.
Oh.
And I got caught by the teacher.
That's so...
And I got booted out of the class. And I was like, good, now I get to sleep in an extra hour.
That was the last time Nathy Peluso talked to you.
Yes.
Senora Peluso.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, your teacher. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this full circle moment.
But I was a good friend because I was not the only one that was using the cheat sheet.
Okay.
Everyone around me.
Oh.
You know who you are.
This is very.
You were using it too.
This is very getting knocked for copyright infringement all over again.
Yes.
It's like we're all cheating here.
Yep. And I did not bring the other girls down with me.
Wow.
I got my ass booted.
Pummies muchachas indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very.
I know exactly who they are. They're shaking.
I think it's time to expose them by name, one by one. Pues sí. Well, you know, I don't know how much we'll be able to
how
dive.
How do you say jail in Spanish?
Oh, fuck, I know this. Ciega? No, wait, nope. Celda. Carcel. I completely lose Spanish when I'm like under pressure. I was really good back when during the drunk era. I used to leave messages on my ex's phone in Espanol, and it was good. And I would just talk about how much I wanted to eat cheese. Estoy un poquito borrachito y necesito comer algo.
You can't, okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Well, wow. We've really taken a journey.
We're canceled now.
Because I want to eat cheese? I don't know.
Cheese.
Anyway, yes, I used to always go home and order a big ziti.
Oh,
so I was just like, quiero queso con ziti, and I would just talk about how much I really wanted to eat. Exciting times, and now I just eat it sober. So, wow, this has been a real journey for us. Anyway, Legendina is slaying with her Mi Reflejo Dos era, and we're very excited to see what comes out of it. The fashion is a look. The vocals are serving.
I need a fun fashion EP.
Oh, yeah.
I hope we get one of those.
I'm sure she'll give us something.
How do you say fun fashion friend in Spanish?
Maricón.
Wow, it has its own word?
Well, I gave you the actual word for...
Wait, but... that word translates to...
Yes.
They have that word there?
Oh, yeah. It means like Big Mary. The Spanish lessons. This is what I get for only listening to Spanish Lesson by Madonna.
Hey! Hey!
I think that's about all for today.
We didn't talk about RuPaul.
Oh, okay. TikTok talk, circle back, groove slam, work it back.
Blame it on the edit.
So first of all, Blame It on the Edit is having its moment among drag queen alumni.
Yep.
Aquaria, Kine, all of these drag queen contestants have taken a very shady shot at RuPaul's own Blame It on the Edit by doing, first you do like a close lip sync and then like a glam shot. It glitches.
Yeah.
And then like a glam shot.
In slow-mo.
With a Vaseline filter. Yeah. And RuPaul is like retweeting some of them and stitching and being like, yeah, you go. And
it's
I can't tell if it's like how meta it is and how aware she is of like.
I think she's very aware of what.
It's like a mocking of the format. We love that.
It reminds me of that video that always goes around where it's like, slay your world, and it just cuts off. Rue has to have seen that.
Yes.
Also, the kids took Ariana instrumentals from the Positions album and put Blame It on the Edit over it.
Oh, it's the same
like
fucking
the kids
song.
Have, yeah. They're like, this is...
Oh my God. That's good, though. I mean, it's going on. It's got a life of its own. But then we got to talk about this one upload she did. Did you see this one?
Where Cameo commented and was like, wrong app.
She starts it off. She's like, Bill, Mary, and Janie,
Richard.
You wrote the nicest letter. Now, I don't have any plans to go visit over there, but everyone, she posted it on Instagram and TikTok, and all the comments are like, what?
Yeah, like, this isn't Cameo,
this
Rue.
Isn't Cameo. But I looked on Cameo, because then I was curious, and she's not on Cameo.
No.
So I'm even more confused.
I think Rue knows exactly.
This is performance art.
Yes.
Like, it's incredible.
It's working. It
is.
Clearly.
It is. It's got the girls shook. So keep an eye on RuPaul's Twitter. Not Twitter so much. Her TikTok. Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Because the content there is really something.
Yep. Because Rue also did that where he deleted his entire Instagram and like disappeared for months.
True. And Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter, he mostly just like reposts articles he likes or songs he likes.
Yeah. Taste.
Trains, pride, flags.
Oh, so bad.
It's been about a minute, and we've got Halloween festivities to tend to.
Yes. And for everyone in the icon tier on Patreon, next week is our live chat. LC5 incoming.
LC5.
Friday.
Spooktacular. Send us your spookiest questions to date.
Yes.
And whatever else questions you have. You know, some fun fashion questions for the girls. And yeah, and as
oh,
always.
For the girls is also on TikTok too. Have you been seeing it?
This one's for the girls?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We retired her.
We did.
Because, you know, the roots are problematic.
Right.
But then also. It's now taking off on TikTok.
It is. Also, all sound clips are problematic roots, almost.
Everything is.
Yeah.
This is for the girl. This big one. But yes,
Lord.
Live chats next week.
Live chat. Either drop us a question ahead of time in the Discord or during the live chat.
Yes.
That's the concept of a live chat.
And we will be off next week for Halloween.
Right.
But...
Right.
If you would like, the live chat will be there. We're
yes.
on Discord, and then I will have a Salt Lake City recap.
Right.
Early next week. I think they're, I don't know, they might not have an episode this week if it's Halloween.
Well, it's not like Christmas. Like, they don't.
I don't know.
They don't, like, cancel everything because of Halloween.
True.
Maybe they do. Isn't that on Sundays, though?
It's on Sundays, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be, like, November 1st, I think.
And next week, Mary gets into a fight with Lisa Barlow.
Oh.
And
about more
Jenny,
grandfathers fucking?
No.
Oh.
She just puts him in her place.
Oh, okay.
Jenny tells her to shut the fuck up, and she's like, don't use that language with me. And I can't wait.
I'm excited. All right, everybody. Well, we hope that you're having a good pre-Halloween season, and stay safe, stay spooky.
And we will see you
soon.
In November.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, she's starting. Someone needs to do a meme. You know how every year it's like Mariah?
Yeah, not
and
yet.
And then like the little, it, like the tick is like up.
Yeah.
Someone needs to make that, but with Nicole Westbrook's It's Thanksgiving.
You'll make it because you're the only one who cares.
Yeah. It's still on Spotify with that warped single art.
It's so 2011.
It's such a bop.
Oh, yes, it is.
Anyway.
Well, until next time, we'll see you soon.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Oh, how do you say goodbye in Spanish?
Adios.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Wow.
I should have known that. Oh, he's turning this off. Bye.
Hasta mañana.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're
you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.